So, Alan, I've got to ask first of all, just what was your initial reaction when that press release was sent saying that Nigel Clough at Sheffield United was no more?
I was shocked by the timing, not so much by the decision, had it been made immediately following the season. Had it been made then, I would have still found it to be the ludicrous and, frankly, indefensible decision that I find it to be now. But having spent a fortnight or so making plans for the new season, announcing a retained list, releasing, for instance, a regular player for a number of years in Michael Doyle, you would have thought that if Clough was to be sacked, it would have been done ahead of that. And so the timing's strange. I mean, whether there are certain rumours that Clough has called for a meeting at which the directors put certain points to him, certain things that he should change or whatever, and you know, you just don't know if that meeting took place, how he reacted to that. That is perhaps the only explanation I can think of for the timing. But even then, Clough is his own man. His record across what was only 19 months in charge bears the closest scrutiny when you look at a win ratio of nearly 50%. So I can't support the decision as a journalist looking in from the outside whatsoever.
Because looking, I know that they missed out on promotion, but them fantastic cup runs, and again, they got to the playoffs as well.
Mm. Yeah, they did. Clough brought me into the club. Now, supporters, you know, have been on his back to some degree. I think it's misleading just how big a faction wanted Clough out, because you tend only to hear from the disaffected on social media. They have the strongest voice, and very often it's a minority that has the strongest voice. And I'd have thought certain people in the United hierarchy have been guilty of listening perhaps too closely to these noises, because my impression has been that the largely silent majority felt that Clough deserved at least another year or another crack at it. OK, if next season had started badly, there would have been a case. I can agree with some of the criticisms based on one season's work. On the budget, United should have been closer to promotion. Their home form was poor. At times, their tactics were maybe questionable. And there were times as well when Clough made comments which didn't gel with the supporters. They felt that he should have been seen to be taking more personal responsibility. But allowing for all of that, we're talking about one season, one season's work, one season's narrow failure. We're failing to look at his overall impact and excellent work as manager, the money that he brought in, failing to look at the promising young players he brought through, failing to look at the fact that he got the nucleus, surely, of a promotion squad with a bit of tinkering here and there next season. It makes absolutely no sense, financially not least in my eyes, to throw the manager overboard yet again and to be looking for the club's eighth permanent manager in as many years. You simply cannot defend a lamentable record like that. And surely it must occur to somebody sometime that Sheffield United have underachieved during that time. There's a big clue there as to why, I'd have thought.
And obviously, when you look at the comments that Clough made a couple of days ago, he was getting ready for the next season as well.
He was clearly, I think, under the impression that he would be starting next season. I think in the immediate aftermath of the disappointment of missing out, he perhaps, in my view, wouldn't have been surprised had the axe fallen, bearing in mind the uncertainty. Now, the rumours were allowed to go unchecked. Sheffield United, it would seem to me, allowed a fortnight social media debate to rage. And, you know, was that because they were simply monitoring the reaction and then decided to move in? You know, it's nowadays I just think that a minority has too loud a voice. I really do. And that too many football clubs, I'm not just talking about Sheffield United, too many football clubs are listening to that noise and acting on that noise. Perhaps excluding one in West Yorkshire, who goes his own way anyway. You know who I'm talking about there. It's an ingredient in the recipe for failure, isn't it? To keep changing your manager. And those were the noises actually that were coming from members of the United board towards the end of the season. acknowledging that. So, it again adds bafflement to all of this.
I know now the question will be, who takes over? Have you got an idea who might be getting the job?
I don't know who it is. I would have an idea of the front runners, and I would also have a very firm idea personally as to who I would bring in. There's no smoke without fire, so clearly I think Phil Parkinson of Bradford City, looking at the odds on him, would be a contender. I think he'd probably want the job as well, bearing in mind the uncertainty of the future and a potential takeover at Bradford City. Looking again at social media, he wouldn't be an overwhelmingly popular choice. Ironically, his major successes at Bradford, apart from the promotion from League Two, have been in the Cups, which similar to Nigel Clough at Sheffield United. He also plays a very different brand of football, so again, it would be a total change of direction in that regard. You'd wonder if many of the players would actually fit to Parkinson's pattern. I don't know, maybe I'm prejudging there. So he would be certainly a consideration. Mark Warburton of Brentford, the rumour is that he had been approached and had rejected the opportunity. Nigel Adkins is the one that I would go for like a shot. Promotions work at this level at Scunthorpe, very successful. At Southampton, back-to-back promotions there. Southampton are a similar size club to Sheffield United. He would understand a club like Sheffield United. He's from the north of England. He's also a very fine man, a quality character. Perfect, in my view. He's available. So why go to the expense of compensation when the man, the ready-made man for the job, is there? I don't for one minute think that anybody at Bramall Lane will listen to what I think, because all my advice and that of all my colleagues here in journalism almost unanimously has been that it's been rash to treat, and harsh, very harsh to treat Nigel Clough in the way that they have. But for me, it would be Adkins. But I can see the case as well for Carl Robinson at MK Dons, who for a number of years has produced good football. Not quite getting there, but would be another contender. But Adkins for me.